Hello.
Hello there. Good morning. Is it possible if I can please speak with Gary McFarlane, please?
Who's calling?
Hi, darling. My name's Billy. I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. We're currently contacting you regarding your Scottish redress claim that you've applied for due to your times in the care system.
It was actually at a danger school I was at for maybe six weeks or something like that.
Okay, that's fine. If you feel like you were mistreated within that place or even still not given the correct curriculums or anything like that, then you will still be entitled to make a claim. We can deal with, say, residential schools, boarding schools, care homes, foster cares and things like that.
Yeah.
And we don't require you to get evidence for anything. Go on, sorry.
It was just like, I just feel as if it was physical and mental abuse kind of a thing.
Okay. That's not a problem. So what I'm going to do with you, Gary, before we go any further, I just want to explain to you that it's not going to be the case where we require evidence or anything, because we do locate your files, and as soon as we prove that you was within these places, your payout will be based upon your statement, so don't worry. My job is to ensure that we obviously appoint you the best way that we possibly can. So I'm just going to make sure I've got your details down correctly, darling. I've got it as Gary McFarlane. This number that we're speaking on at the moment, is this the best mobile number for you to line disconnect for any reason? Perfect.
Yeah.
And if I am correct, darling, having a look here, we've got an email as GaryMcFarlane72@iCloud.com. Is that the best email for you as well?
Yes.
Perfect. Could I please ask you, darling, for your current home postcode, please, on your door?
It's G33.
Yeah.
3QN.
Quebec, November. And what's the door number, darling?
Number one.
Perfect. And your date of birth there for me as well, please?
It's 5972.
1972. Perfect. And could I please ask you, have you ever been known by any other names whilst you were within the care system?
No.
No problem. And I do need to ask, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses at all, darling?
As in...
Like, have you been given a certain amount of time to live or anything?
No.
Perfect. No problem there. Growing up within the care system, or like you say, residential schools, do you know how old you was?
I think it was about 8 or 9.
Around 8 or 9, no problem. 8 or 9 years old. And do you know why you were sent to the residential school?
I think it was just through the school kind of a thing. I think it was just maybe your parents had read back in that time. I'm not exactly sure. We've seen all the stuff that's been on Facebook, you know, bring back some memories for the place, you know.
Most definitely. This is what I say to everybody. It sucks on one person to make a claim against it for other people to speak up. You have a lot of people who've got all this in for so many years and they don't feel like there is any sort of way to get it off the chest or even any sort of justice. Now, it's unfortunate that you've had to actually go through with this procedure, but the more people that speak up about it, the more people you'll realise was within the same situation as yourself, and it is unfortunate that you have all been treated within this way. They've taken people from the homes for no reason, refusing to go to school and things. It wasn't an excuse to be taken away from your family and to be treated the way that they were treating people. It's not acceptable. That should have been a safe place for you, then it really wasn't. Do you know the name of the residential school you were placed in?
Yeah, I'm sure it was called the Craig Residential School in Kilmarnock.
The Craig. So I've had a lot of people mention this place to me. So, like I say, you're not going to be the first one that's going to be making a claim against this place. I've spoken with so many places that have been within this region. Can I ask you said you was here for around 6 weeks, is that correct, darling?
Yeah, I'm sure it was about 6 weeks, yeah.
And could I please ask you, when you was within the care system, was it just you placed there, or did you have any brothers and sisters placed within here at the same time as you?
Me and my brother were there, but I don't know if it was like placed into care. I think it was like just something through the school. I'm not exactly
through
sure.
Through the school?
Yeah.
That's not an issue. So a lot of the time what it was school, like they felt, for an example, if mum was a bit stressed and things at the time, they felt like it was within their right to take you away from mum and put you into certain places. There'd be various reasons behind it, but when we do request your files, everything will be noted down. Now, you will have an option to have a copy of your files back if that is something you would like, just to educate yourself on certain things. We will be happy to give you a copy of them back. That would not be an issue whatsoever, darling, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
Could I ask your brother's name there, please?
It's Stuart McFarlane.
Now, if you do speak with Stuart and he has ever been within a situation where he feels like he should be entitled to a claim as well, you will have me on WhatsApp after this call to track your claim at any time. So if you do speak to him and he does wish to take it further, do not hesitate to bob me a message over and I will be in contact with him as well.
Uh-huh.
Was it the Glasgow area that you were brought up in before you were placed into care?
Yeah. It wasn't placed into care, I don't know if that's...
Yeah, I keep classing it as placed into care, but placed into the residential school. Yeah, uh-huh. I do apologise with that. So before you were placed into the residential school, was it Glasgow, the region where you was brought up?
Yes.
No problem there. And parents' names? Can I take mum or dad's name, please?
Anne McFarlane.
Anne McFarlane, no problem. And in regards to yourself here, what I do need to take from you is a beneficiary. So basically, if anything was to happen to you over the next few weeks of your claim ongoing, is there anybody that is over the age of 18 that you would be happy for this payment to come
yes.
to go to?
It'd be my wife.
Wife. And can I take her name, please, darling?
It's Margaret McFarlane.
Margaret. And can I ask you, do you know a number for Margaret, or shall I just use the same number as yourself?
I can give you the house number.
Yeah, perfect.
It's 0141.
Yep.
237.
Yep.
516.
63, perfect. Now, what I'm going to do for you, darling, is I am going to get you a document sent over. Now, the document will come straight through to your email, and that will be directly from ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's basically just to say that you are happy for us to operate on your behalf, and also it will give us authorization to go ahead and actually locate your files.
Uh-huh.
Now, as I explained to you, as soon as we locate them files, you will have an opportunity to have a copy of them back. I do need to make you aware, darling. Basically, it's just a brief script that I have to run through for the call recording's purpose, as well as yours and
uh-huh.
as well as ours, that you can apply without a solicitor, and you can also instruct a solicitor who participates in government legal fee schemes where anything up to £2,000 is basically covered by the government for legal advice, and you can also instruct a private agreement. Now, we do not participate in government legal fee schemes. When she had chosen us, it would be under a private agreement of no win, no fee. So if your case is unsuccessful for any reason, you will not be charged a single penny. And if the case is successful, then the maximum fee the solicitors will take will be 16% plus VAT, which would be a maximum of 20%. Are you happy with that, darling?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. Now, I just need to make you aware of that before you sign any documentation. We're not here to trick you into signing something that you're not aware of, so that's why I just need to say that with you. Once you submit this documentation back to us, the legal team will go full steam ahead. So what that would be, basically, is they will go straight to the local authorities, and they will also go straight to the places where you were positioned. They will request all files, and as soon as they prove that you was within these places that we have discussed with you today, they cannot dispute this in any way, shape or form. It's your word against theirs. Now, that way, like I've explained to you at the beginning of the call, we've got so many people that have been within the same care home as yourself. So in the most professional way I can say it to you, you making a claim at the moment is helping other people, and the other people that have basically gone through with the procedure is now helping you. So nobody is there to question you or to say this or this didn't happen, because we understand that it definitely did.
Uh-huh.
Now, let me just get this on here for you. You said you have no previous names within the care system. Is that correct, Ali?
That's right.
Perfect. No problem there. I'm just getting your document over to you now. Just give me 2 seconds to do so. And your previous address is the Glasgow region. Not an issue. So what I've done, darling, is I've just submitted your document over to you. It should come through to you as a text message or on an email. If you can just quickly load that for me, that would be fantastic. And whilst you're doing that, I'm just going to bob your message over on WhatsApp.
No worries. Just sign this and send it back to you.
Yes, please. Once you click on the box, it will ask you for your signature. Now, it will pre-fill it with either one of the three signatures that you can choose. It won't look like your current signature, don't worry, as it automatically fills it, but we'll know it's come from yourself. Once you pop your signature in there should be a little box underneath it that says, I acknowledge, and then you press OK.
Signature.
There should be a little button at the top of your screen if it doesn't submit back right away, and it should say finish.
So it's just letting me put in, like, I don't sign it, just Gary McFarlane, and then...
And then if you press I acknowledge and OK, it should pre-fill it for you.
It just says agreement, continue.
Yes, please. Press that for me.
I did that. Signature.
Once you press the signature box, it shall give you three signatures to choose from.
I've done that.
And then there should be a little box underneath it saying, I acknowledge, and one beside it saying, OK. And there should be a button at the top of your screen saying, finish.
It says finding option confirmation.
Sending option confirmation.
No, it just says funding option confirmation.
Underneath that anywhere, does it say I acknowledge or does it say okay anywhere on the screen? Or at the top, does it say finish?
Wait a few pages on that.
There'd be a lot of documents on there for the solicitor as well, so I don't know if you're looking at the solicitor's bit to fill in for you at the moment.
Yeah, maybe.
Come back out the document for me and go back into it, and I'll talk you through it step by step, and it should just come straight back
through.
Right,
so proceed to documents.
Yeah, perfect. And once you press proceed to document, it should then take you straight to a box saying signature.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it already filled in there for you, or is it not filled in at the moment?
No, I'll just fill that in just now.
Perfect. And then underneath it, is there a button that says OK?
I can't see that then. I'll be going on to the next.
If you scroll down for me, there should be another box where it'll ask for a client signature. Or if you look at the top now, is there a blue button saying
finish?
Right,
okay.
Yeah,
finish.
Perfect. Press finish for me, darling.
Right, that's me done that.
Brilliant. Let me see if that's come straight back for it. Just give me a second. So your documents come back, which is perfect. Now, I have just sent you a message over on WhatsApp. Have you got anything like a driver's license or a passport or a provisional or anything like that?
I've got a driver's license.
Perfect.
Now, what we would
driver's license would be brilliant. We would need a picture of your driver's license and any letter. It just needs to have your name, address, and the date on there for your check procedure. And it needs to be dated within the last 3 months. If you could please send that over for me, that would be perfect. Then it's
right.
A statement, and that's everything from you.
Right. So, do I need to do that right now, or can I search for a letter?
I mean, you can search for a letter, that's not an issue. That usually would like to be done on a recorded line, but I am happy that you are going to be submitting that over, and with the document being referred on the line, that's not an issue either. So I'm happy for you to send that over after the call. Can I just ask you to give me a few brief or a little bit of an understanding of what you've had to deal with when you was within the residential school, darling? Can I ask you what your memories was of that place, how they treated you?
I just felt as if, carted out home and that, with a left to copy letters off the... the blackboard, and we had no contact with family, no telling them we wanted to come home. So it was quite a lot of bullying.
And was that bullying from the staff and the other children?
Yeah, for maybe if I wet the bed or anything like that, it was quite a bed wetter, and I was singled out to be caught a night swimmer and stuff. This is all just stuff that's coming back to this area,
yeah.
You know.
I'm sorry to hear that. Did they ever put you into a cold bath or a cold shower, or hang your wet bedding up to let the other children know what you'd done within that night?
Yeah, because that was actually standing at the bottom of the stair with the wet sheets and people all walking past us and stuff, you know, so...
Sorry that you've had to deal with that.
And I'm sure that...
And I ask you...
They're hanging the mattress and that out the window and stuff, you know, so everybody knew, obviously, what was going on kind of a thing.
Yeah, no, acceptable whatsoever. Can I ask you, did the staff ever use force against you or restrain you?
Just a slipper. I think you've admitted you had the slip off.
Was you locked in your room at any of the times or secluded?
I can't really remember that. It was like dormitories kind of a thing.
Don't worry. That's not an issue. Can I ask you, showers and things like that, were they assisted by the staff here? Or can I ask you, did they ever watch you while she was showering at all?
That I can't really remember, you know, like
not an issue.
Maybe 8 year old kind of a thing.
Yeah, you was very, very young, which is understandable. Do you always remember being provided food and things like that, or do you ever remember going hungry at any time?
I can mind eating toothpaste when I was hungry.
And did they allow you to make friends in there? Did you have any friends, or did they just try and keep you secluded and try and keep you turned against?
I just tried to stay kind of close to my brother. I don't think I'm
did keep you and your brother separated in different jobs?
Yeah.
Can I ask you, while she was here as well, I do need to ask the question. You did say earlier it was just mental and mental and physical. But can I ask you, was there any sexual abuse here while she was within the here?
Not that I can remember.
No problem. Not a worry. Thank you so much for your information. You are helping me out a lot here. Do you ever remember any staff members' names or anything from this place, darling?
No, really.
Don't worry, that's not an issue. Do not worry at all. Can I ask you, did they ever, obviously, when you was out, did they let you have playtime or anything, or do you feel like they kind of take that away from you as much as they possibly could? Did they stop you seeing any family on the weekends or anything like that?
We didn't get to see any family for 6 weeks. For the 6 weeks we were there, I'm sure.
So
it was just like, they had to write letters like half the blackboard what they were saying, and we weren't getting to say it, how we were feeling like we were wanting to go home or anything like that.
And of course, can I ask you, obviously speaking to you now, I do understand that you are quite easy to have a conversation with, but you are quite hesitant in what to say in regards to, is it hard for you to think back to this kind of time of your life? Do you feel like you struggle to build relationships and bonds with people?
Well, I actually take medication for depression. So I don't know if maybe, this has just happened over the last year or so, of actually taking some medication.
And could I please ask you, darling, while she was here, within this time here, because I have got down here that you've noted, obviously, how it has impacted you now. And, of course, people don't realise how much it has affected them. But it takes a long time to see much.
I think it's just we've seen so much here on social media now that it's just
brought
some memories back, you know.
Bringing it back, yeah, most definitely. And that is kind of like what's known as PTSD, where like you try to put it back to the back of your mind as much as you possibly can. Now, what I want to give you reassurance on, I understand that I am asking a lot from you here today, but that's my job to make sure that I can do my very best in regards to getting you the justice that you deserve, most definitely. So the more questions I ask, the more stronger your case will be. That's why I just make sure I do my job to the best as I possibly can. And I can reassure you, you definitely have provided me with enough information here to go full steam ahead and submit a claim for you. So we'll be doing that right away.
Uh-huh.
Now, what I am going to do for you, darling, is I'm going to secure your account with a password here. So if anybody does give you a call over the next few weeks and you're unsure on who you're dealing with, number one, I am going to advise you, do not accept any underpayments. So if anyone offers you an upfront payment of £2,000 or anything like that, do not accept it. Of course, you know what they're getting at there. Is there any word that is memorable to you that you would like us to use as a password for you, Gary?
My dog's name, maybe?
Yeah, what's your dog's name?
Max.
M-A-X, Max?
No, Mac, M-A-C-K.
M-A-C-K, perfect. That's a cool name. That in that dog's name. So if anybody gives you a call, then you ask for your password, which is Mac. And if nobody knows that password, then just hang up the phone on them. Now, if there's anything that I can do for you over the next few months of your claim ongoing, do not hesitate to bob me a message over. Even if it's just to have a quick conversation, or even if it's you forgot to mention certain things to me with it all coming back to you, do not hesitate to bob me a message and I can update your claim as much as I possibly can. Okay. All that I need from you now is a picture of your ID and proof of address, and as soon as I've got that, I can put your case onto the system for you. Is that okay with you, Mr. McFarlane?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. Well, it has been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for your time today. I look forward to keeping you updated, and I reassure you, we will do our very best to get you the justice that you deserve, Gary. Okay, darling?
Right, thanks a lot.
No problem. Thank you for your time, sir. Cheers. Goodbye.
Bye.